This is actually quite an exciting article written by a professor at the University of Toronto. Professor Xing Fan has contributed to knowledge about Asian performance practice. For anyone interested in interculturalism, globalization, or pedagogy, in particular, she is a specialist in Jinju, and she has taught at 4 different universities. And she wrote an article about her experience as a pedagogue in, quote, the West. She has taught in the United States and Canada. Reading her article, I'm reminded that much of the curriculum in Canada is very European, based on practices that have been imported from Europe, and sometimes that is taken for granted. And so having an Asian heritage scholar write about her challenges and her opportunities, trying to build up critical knowledge and a cultural context for her students, is pretty exciting. And she uses the classroom as an experiment. Many academic articles will use other scholarly articles as a way to engage with particular material or particular issues. And this scholar wrote an article based on her experiment, so to speak, in the classroom. And so she teaches her students about Asian performance practices. And because the students may or may not have a background or knowledge of these practices, the challenge is to actually build up that context for them and to try to dissolve some of their assumptions about the culture and about the practice. And through trial and error, she actually develops a kind of system and is very transparent about how she goes about learning through her students and the engagement and excitement that happens as a result. Xing Fan uses a number of methods. The first is a literature review of books and articles that have been written over the last 40-some years. She also uses an autoethnographic approach, and essentially she reflects on her own process of teaching, and that learning process is actually embedded into the article, and so we get a sense of this positionality and subjectivity, and that transparency is very refreshing for academic writing, I think. As I understand the field, essentially an ethnographer would go into a community and begin as a watcher, but eventually try to dissolve these boundaries between researcher and so-called subject. So he or she might actually become more of a participant and engaged in the community, and there's a kind of subjectivity involved in that. Autoethnography takes that field in another direction, and it becomes very self-reflective. So Xing Fan reflects on her own positionality within the academy as someone who was born in Asia and now works in Canada, and how that impacts her worldview. There's a kind of organization of thoughts. There's a very subtle and nuanced reflexivity that happens in autoethnography. And I think that allows readers to engage with the material on a very personal level. I think there is a definite narration to the article. Because the professor is using self-mention quite often, it's like being told a story and being taken along a number of stages. And as she learns, we learn as readers. And that, for me, is a kind of story. It's a story embedded in an academic peer-reviewed article. Well, the classroom experiments take place at the University of Toronto, as well as other universities across Canada and the United States. And so as a reader, there is a knowledge that has been gained in the classroom and now being shared through publishing. I don't think very many people would get this kind of knowledge. Often classrooms are closed, so only students would know what happened. And a pedagogue who reveals his or her experiences is actually divulging important information, not only to the public, but to other scholars and for future research purposes. There is establishment of a field. The literature review clearly shows that there is a tradition of writing about Asian performance practices in English. And so in some ways, Xing Fan is creating a niche for herself, not only as a theorist of Asian performance practices, but as somebody who is part of an ongoing historical and theoretical lineage.